Jaya Jaya Sri Chaitanya Jaya Nityananda.
Jaya
Dvaita Chandra Jaya Gaur Bhakta Vrinda. Jaya Jaya Sri Chaitanya Jaya Nityananda.
Jaya
Dvaita Chandra Jaya Gaur Bhakta Vrinda. Jaya Jaya Sri Chaitanya Jaya Nityananda. Jaya Dvaita Chandra Jaya Gaur Bhakta Vrinda. Apani Karama Bhakta Bhava Angikare. Apani Achari Bhakti Sikhaimu Sabhare. Apani Karimu Bhakta Bhava Angikare. Apani Achari Bhakti Sikhaimu Sabhare. That's a snapshot camera. Snapshot cameras are banned. Apani achari bhakti shikaimu shabare. Apani, personally, karimu, I shall make bhakta bhava, the position of a devotee. Angikare, acceptance. Apani, personally, achari, practicing. Bhakti, devotional service. Shikaimu, I shall teach. Shabare, to all. Okay, second cell phone check. Everyone, please turn off your cell phones. 50 euro fine for anyone whose cell phone rings. Payable over there. I shall accept the role of a devotee, and I shall teach devotional service by practicing it myself. Purport. When one associates with a pure devotee, he becomes so elevated that he does not aspire even for sarshti, sarupya, samipya, or shalokya, because he feels that such liberation is a kind of sense gratification. Pure devotees do not ask anything from the Lord for their personal benefit. Even if offered personal benefits, pure devotees do not accept them because their only desire is to satisfy the Supreme Personality of Godhead by transcendental loving service. No one but the Lord himself can teach the highest form of devotional service. Therefore, when the Lord took the place of the incarnation of Kali Yuga to spread the glories of chanting Hare Krishna, the system of worship recommended in this age, he also distributed the process of devotional service performed on the platform of transcendental spontaneous love. To teach the highest principles of spiritual life, the Lord himself appeared as a devotee in the form of Lord Chaitanya. Om Jnana Timirandhasya Gyananjana Shalakaya Chakshur Militam Jena Tasmai Shri Gurave Namaha. Shri Chaitanya Manopistam Stapitam Jena Bhutale Swayam Rupakada Mahyam Tadati Shapadantikam. Bandeham Shri Guru Shri Jata Padakamalam Shri Gurun Vaishnavamscha Shri Rupam Shagrajatam Shahagana Raganatan Vitam Stam Sajivam Sadvaitam Savadhutam Parijana Sahitam Krishna Chaitanya Devam Sri Radha Krishna Padan Shahagana Lalita Sri Vishakhan Vitamscha He Krishna Karuna Sindho Dina Bandho Jagatpate Gopesha Gopika Kanta Radha Kanta Namostute Taptakam Shana Gaurangi Radhe Vrindavaneshwari Prishabhanu Sute Devi Pranamami Hari Priye Vanshako Pitarubhyascha Kripa Sindho Bhyayevacha Patitanam Pavanebhyo Vaishnavebhyo Namo Namaha Shri Krishna Chaitanya Prabhu Nityananda Shri Advaita Gadadhar Shri Vashadi Gaur Bhakta Vrinda Hare Krishna Hare Krishna 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 Hare 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 Rama Hare Rama 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 Hare Hare Apani Karimu Bhakta Bhav Angikare Apani Achari Bhakti Shikamu Shabare. Oh yeah, that's what we needed. Thank you. In the beginning of the purport, Srila Prabhupada talks about the attitude one picks up by association with pure devotees. I was wondering how that fits with the verse, what it's doing there. And on closer inspection, it appears to be Prabhupada's gloss on bhakti bhav. Apani karimu bhakti bhav angikare. I shall take the position of a devotee, bhakti bhav, the position of a devotee, the mood of a devotee, the means different things. It can mean mood, it can be situation. So Chaitanya Mahaprabhu picks up the mentality of a devotee. He's Krishna, so he has the mentality of the supreme enjoyer, the supreme personality of Godhead, as the enjoyer of service. But he thinks, let me take a different mood, let me take the mood of the giver, of the person who's offering devotional service. Let me take the position of a devotee. And what kind of devotee? Pure devotee. And what is a pure devotee? That Srila Prabhupada glosses here. A person who doesn't want anything on the material platform. Sarsti, Samipya, Sarupya, Salokya. Sarsti. What to speak of Sayuja? He's definitely not interested in Sayuja, merging with the Supreme. For a devotee, Sayuja is hateful. Kaivalya Narakayate. Sometimes there are so-called devotees. Those devotees you also find. They're very devoted, but their devotion is aimed at what for them is the highest goal of life, merging with the Supreme. When was it Raghunath Bhatta Goswami was coming to meet Chaitanya Mahaprabhu, he picked up one Ramdas, one devotee who was a very nice devotee and was serving him very attentively and with great love and devotion, and was always chanting and came all the way to Jagannath Puri along with Gopal Bhatt? Raghunath Bhatt. With Raghunath Bhatt Goswami. And then they arrived in Puri, and Chaitanya Mahaprabhu expressed his pleasure at seeing Raghunath Bhatt and totally ignored this man who'd served his devotee, Raghunath Bhatt, all the way and with such attention and love. And Chaitanya Mahaprabhu ignored him. Didn't give him a word. Then why? Kaviraj Goswami explains that Chaitanya Mahaprabhu is the antaryami, the supersoul in the heart of every living being. And he knew that this Ramdas was very devoted because his goal was to merge with the Absolute. So Chaitanya Mahaprabhu ignored him, that we're no Mayavadis allowed. Ignored him. So the devotional service Chaitanya Mahaprabhu shows is certainly not aimed at impersonal liberation, which is considered horrible, hellish. But it's not even concerned with getting the opulences that are compatible with devotional service. To have the same form as the Lord, to have the same opulences as the Lord, to live on the same planet as the Lord, to have the same form as the Lord. These opulences or achievements, the devotee is not interested in them either. He is not aspiring for those. Therefore, Chaitanya Mahaprabhu wanted to teach that pure devotional service. Nadhanam najanam nasundarim kavitam va jagadisha kamai. Krishna bhakta nishkamate vashanta. Bhukti mukti siddhikami shakala ashanta. The people are after sense gratification, they're after liberation, they're after mystic perfections. And therefore their minds are disturbed because they want something for themselves. But a pure devotee of Krishna, Krishna Bhakta, Nishkam, he has no material desires, no selfish desires. Ateva Shanta, therefore he's perfectly peaceful. So Chaitanya Mahaprabhu, now, peaceful because he's in his constitutional position. He's in his natural position. The person who's still hankering for siddhis or for bhukti or for liberation is not really situated on the platform of reality. He's still chasing after something which is not required for the service of Krishna, but which he wants for his own enjoyment. It may be very subtle. It may be very gross also, but it may be very subtle. Therefore, Chaitanya Mahaprabhu performed the pastime of Gundicha Marjana, cleansing the temple of the Lord, or cleansing the heart, cleaning it and cleaning it again and getting rid of the dirt, and then getting rid of the dirt that's left after you clean the dirt, and then the dirt that's left after that. Cleaning, 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 polishing, till the temple was so pure and cool. So showing that the heart should be like that. No residual dirt of sense gratification, liberation, material aspirations, any aspirations other than the aspiration to satisfy Krishna. That's a very high platform. There's so many, just to come to even mixed devotional service, places one above the Karmis, the Gyanis. But Chaitanya Mahaprabhu wanted to teach Bhakti Ruttama, pure devotional service. Anya Abhilashita Shunyam, Gyana Karma Janapitam. Anukulyena Krishna Anushilanam, Bhakti Ruttama. This is Chaitanya Mahaprabhu's standard. People want, they accept religious life for the sake of some profit, that is to say, some material gain. They worship, they do yajnas, they go to church or temple or mosque and pray for the sake of some material gain. They do austerities for the sake of some material gain, for wealth. They're worshiping the Lord. I'm a poor man. It's very popular now. There's, in certain Christian circles, there's what they call prosperity gospel. And there are preachers who are electrifying the crowds with the message that you don't have to be poor. God doesn't want you to be poor. God is rich, and he wants you to be rich. Yay! People are worshiping God for money, which Prahlad Maharaj calls a business deal. Or they're worshiping God and always looking behind their shoulder to see what people think, how the followers like it. Am I increasing the number of followers that I can have by what I do and what I say and how I do it and how I come off? They're self-consciously performing devotional service with the idea of attracting others to them, to have followers. Or they're looking the other side of the room to see how the ladies are appreciating their devotional service. Or they're inwardly praying to the Lord, if you so desire, please send a very nice, submissive, good-looking, poetic assistant for me in my devotional life. But, or again, they're freed from all that, but Maya threw her last magic spell on them, and they want to merge with the Lord. And they want liberation. So Chaitanya Mahaprabhu says that I don't want any of those things. Nadanam najanam nasundarim kavitam va jagadisha. O Lord of the universe, O Supreme Controller, I don't want all of these things. Mama janmani janmani shure bhavatad bhaktir ohaitaki tvai. I just want ohaitaki bhakti. Hetu means motive. Some motive. I perform devotional service because I will get something. Chaitanya Mahaprabhu, what is that? Artar tarti jigyasu gyani chat paratar shiva. The neophyte devotees. It's not bad to be attracted to Krishna for anything. It's good. Just those thieves were attracted to Chaitanya Mahaprabhu as a child because he was decorated with beautiful jewels. So they kidnapped him and carried him away. And they were attracted for that. Of course, by his mystic power, Chaitanya Mahaprabhu bewildered them so that after carrying Chaitanya Mahaprabhu away from his home, they went around in circles and found themselves again at his home where everybody was looking for him. And then they thought, uh-oh, and they dropped the Lord and left. One devotee once asked Srila Prabhupada, Srila Prabhupada, those thieves, were they pure devotees? Prabhupada said, at least after they carried Chaitanya Mahaprabhu. So in the beginning, one may be attracted. Artha for material profit, wealth, money, or just to solve economic problems. The recession is on and we need God's help. To wealth or artha, the distress. One is in misery and so one approaches God. Or jigyasu, curious. Or jnani, searching for knowledge. Jnanavan mam prapadyate. So in the beginning, someone may be attracted and take to devotional service for any of these reasons. Curious, looking for knowledge. Or somewhat less than that, he's in trouble or in economic need. But Chaitanya Mahaprabhu is teaching a higher standard than that. That's all right. You may come for whatever reason you come. But that's not the end of the story. That's Kaitava Dharma, actually. Dharma Kaitava. What is that? Dharma Prochita Kaitava Cha Padamo Nirmatsaranam Sita. Chaitanya Mahaprabhu is teaching Bhagavat Dharma. And in Bhagavat Dharma, from the very beginning, religion for the sake of economic development, sense gratification, and liberation is kicked out. It's thrown out. The religion that most people follow, who follow some religious principles, is generally concerned with these things, with getting salvation or getting these other problems solved or satisfying curiosity. But Chaitanya Mahaprabhu teaches pure Bhagavad Dharma, which means all of these things are kicked out in favor of pure devotional service. Pure devotional service. So Chaitanya Mahaprabhu is showing that, bhakti bhav, that on the platform of, as he says later in the purport, that Chaitanya Mahaprabhu wants to teach spontaneous devotional service. Spontaneous devotional service is above these things. Spontaneous devotional service above these things. Maybe in the beginning, I follow some rules and regulations with the idea of getting something later down the line or sooner down the line. But spontaneous devotional service isn't performed for any purpose. It's spontaneous. If you're thinking about getting something by doing something, that's not spontaneous. Spontaneous is a higher platform. It's a higher platform. And genuine spontaneous devotional service doesn't develop while the heart is contaminated by these motives. That's motivated devotional service. It's not. It may be spontaneously. I'm spontaneously eager for that nice assistant or whatever the other benedictions were. But that's not what we really mean by spontaneous devotional service. We mean spontaneous eagerness to serve Krishna in a out of love for Krishna. Just as the residents of Vrindavan are loving Krishna in different moods. And they have no interest in anything else but pleasing Krishna, satisfying Krishna, serving Krishna. So Chaitanya Mahaprabhu wants to teach that very sublime standard of Krishna consciousness. And so he comes and shows what it's like by his personal example. He shows what it's like by his personal example. And I think I won't go into that because I'm one out of three. So I think I've done my third. And we can stop here unless maybe one question or two. Okay, we'll genuinely stop. Thank you all very much. Hare Krishna.